We are learning Maseches Erevim Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah. Mishnah in Tvul Yoyim. The halacha is that something that is toivel, it needs Harav Shemesh. Certain things need Harav Shemesh. Even after you toivel it, you have to wait till evening, and then it becomes Tahar. And the halacha is that Truma becomes Tameh from Tvul Yoyim. So tonight, but the chulin does not become tamei from tvul yom. Even my serishon, which belongs to Levi, also does not become tamei from a tvul yom. Tvul yom is a very small amount of tuma. It's a lower level of tuma. It only makes truma tamei. So tonight, we learned in the Mishnah, lagin tvul yom. You have these pitchers that were a tvul yom. They were tovel today. They were tamei. They were tovel. You have to wait to the evening until they become 100% tahar. Shemilu minachava shel meiser tevel. You had Maiser Rishon, it could be Tevel. How is Maiser Rishon Tevel? When you give Maiser Rishon to the Levi, which is 10% of your stuff, you give it to the Levi starts to give 10% of that to the Kohen. And until then, it's also to eat. It's Chayav Misafid. It's called Tevel. And the thing it takes off, it's called Trumas Maiser. So he filled up these little jugs with Maiser Tevel. They gave it to the Levi. And now, the Levi wants to take off Trumas Maiser while it's in there. The problem is, it's a tvul yom. It's to make the trumas meiser tame. It's a problem. So he says, Omar, he says, the Levi says, ha-reiz that trumas meiser l'shukatechshach. I want this to become trumas meiser. I guess he's maybe using the whole jug with trumas meiser on the other jugs. He says, this whole jug, I want it to be trumas meiser. He got 10 jugs. He says, this jug should be trumas meiser when it gets dark. Why did he say that? Because before it gets dark, it's a tvul yom. It has this lower level of tumah, which will make trumas meiser tame. Therefore, he says, I only want to be chal when it gets dark. Dark kayam works. Let's say he says, I want to, this thing that's turning a trumas meiser and when it gets dark, I want you to make it erev. It doesn't work. Why? Because it's still tevel. We said, meiser rishon, we said, is tevel without taking trumas meiser. And he said, only when it gets dark, I want trumas meiser to be chal. So could you use it for erev? He says, no, you can't use it for erev. We see from here that it's the end of today that the Erev is Kchal. Why? How do we know that? Because the E, if the way it works is the beginning of a day is always kind of the Erev, if he says, I want to make an Erev with this, why is it nothing? Because the Chayra, once it gets to the beginning of the day, it automatically became not Tom anymore, and it became Trumas Meiser. It was not Tevel anymore. So it should be a good Erev. So if the way it worked is, it's the beginning of the day, which means the beginning of the next day is Kohen Erev, so then it should work. That's Rav is saying that the Shaila, when the Erev is Chal, the end of Friday or the beginning of Shabbos? He's saying it must be the end of Friday it's Chal, because if it's the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev is Chal, so then it should be Chal, because then it's not Tevel anymore. Amra Papa, fill them tchilas yom kain erev. Even if you say tchilas yom kain erev, still won't be kain here. Why? Be'inyan suda ruya b'idyoim v'leka. The same type of insight we had before, that lemaisa bein hashmash, this thing was not edible, because it's not vada laila yet. And therefore, in order to be erev, it has to be royu bein hashmash. It has to be royu ti bein hashmash. And if not, it's not a good erev. And obviously, Rav, who said, Zoyis and Meres, did not hold of it. Taisa the bottom line of all Aleph, not so clear there, but the Maram speaks that clear on that Taisvis that Rava does not hold of being Yisudu Rava Yoyim. And that is really why he had the Shaila before, the case of Yoyim Kodesh, Lamacha Choyal, those Shailas also are cases where you can't eat it Ben Hashmash, because it's a Sophic, Hekta Shafik Choyal. Rava doesn't hold of this side of being Yisudu Rava Yoyim. But if he asked the holy Yisudu Rava Yoyim, so then, of course, the case that was hektish and turning the chol, you wouldn't be able to eat it, also won't be good. That's one of the Ram's questions. But Al-Kaponim, Rav Papa saying is the case of the Erev, that the Shas, when Shabbos is coming in, it was still Trumas, was not taken off Trumas Maisa, it was still Tevel, it will not be a good Erev. Why? Ve'inon Se'uda Haru'uyim Ba'idayim V'lekat. In order to make a good Erev, it has to be Royu to eat before Ben Hashmashas. And then afterwards, if the Suffolk is Noilad, if Suffolk happens, then you could have a Shaila if it's a good Erev. But the first Tanai is, first condition is, it has to be royu to eat before Shabbos comes in. Zog the Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. This Mishnah goes, the next two blocks goes the sugya of Breira. Breira means to choose something. And we're going to see, the Mishnah will explain what we mean. Zog the Mishnah. Master Adam al Eruve. A person can make a Tanai can make a stipulation in his Erev. For Omer, in Bo Nachum in Amizrach, he hears that there's Goyim coming from one side and they're coming to attack them, and he wants to run away, but he's not sure which way. He's going to find out tomorrow from the news, from the people coming in, which way, which direction they're being chased. So he wants to know which way to make his Erev. So Omer, Bo Nachum in Amizrach, if the Goyim are coming from the Mizrach, a Ruvel Amarev. I want my Erev to be Amarev. What he does is, he's in the city here, he puts one Chala, 2,000 Amos to his right, and he puts, so we'll call it Mizrach, and he puts another Chala, 2,000 Amos to his left, which is Amarev. Now, wherever his Chala is, he can walk 4,000 Amos that way. So he's not sure which way to run. So he puts a Chala on both sides before Shabbos, and he says to himself like this, in Bo Nachum and Mizrach, if the Goyim tomorrow, I find that coming from the east, the Ruvi L'Marev, I want my Erev to be to the west. I'm going to walk 4,000 miles to the west. Min Amarev, to coming from the west, a Ruvi L'Mizrach, I want my Erev to be to the east. In Bo L'Kam L'Kan, they're coming both ways. L'Makam Sh'Eretz Eilech, I want to decide tomorrow which way to run. Loy Bo L'Kam L'Kan, if they hear the whole thing is not true, they're not coming either way. Hareni Kiben Iri, I want to be like my city, I don't want to have an Erev either way. So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to do that. You can make a Tanai. You have bunch of different choices over here. Put an air on two sides. Say, maybe I want the guy I'm going this way, I want that way. Or maybe I'll pick it out tomorrow which way I want. Or I don't want either one. I'll stay in my city. You can do either one. Make all these tonight. You can decide on Shabbos if your air is good. L'mafreya. Which means it goes backwards. Decide if that was the air of B'Shas B'Nei Shmashos or not. Another example. He hears a big Baldarshan coming from one side and he wants to go to the Shir, but he's not sure which way he's coming. And Bo Chacham and Amizrach, Ruvel Amizrach. He says, if the Chacham is coming to the east, and I find tomorrow the Chacham is in the east, I want to make my Erev to the east. Because the Chacham was more than 2,000 amos away from his city. He can't reach it from the city. He needs the Erev to get them. But there's no which way the Chacham is coming. So he says, if he's coming to Amizrach, I want my Erev to be in Amizrach. Minam Marev, Ruvel Marev. Bo Lekam Lekan, if there's two Baal Darshan coming each side, Lemakam Sheretz Eilech, I want to go to wherever side they come. Loy Lekam Lekan. I already gave it to you. It doesn't come at all. I want to be like my city. You could do all these options. Again, similar to the first case, that one's by the first one's by Nachum, second one's by a Chacham, a big tzaddik. So he can make a stipulation and a tanai which way he's in the one as Erev, and it works with Haru Brera. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Imaya Echem, and Rabbi, if one of those two that came, one to the east, one to the west, was his Rebbe, he can't choose on Shabbos. Why? Because we assume that his das is with the Rebbe, and therefore, if he finds out that his Rebbe came to the east, automatically tomorrow's Erev is to the east. And he can't decide and say, I want my Erev to the west. Because you usually go with your Rebbe. Mayishneim Rabbi Yisav, if both of them are your Rebbeim, L'makom Sh'yirtzeh Yelech. Then you can go to any way you want. You can pick which one you want. Sa'ad Kan, the Mishnah. So really, it sounds like all Rabbi Yehuda argued on was that he agreed to everything in the Mishnah. All he argued on was that if there's a Rebbe, so then he has to go to his Rebbe's side, because Kimle, we assume that his das is with his Rebbe. First, the Gemara is going to handle the main part of the Mishnah, the difference between Nachrim and Chacham that had in the Mishnah. Kiyosu Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak came, Tani Ipcha, he had a Mishnah that said the opposite, Kulam Asisim. And how did the Mishnah sound? The Mishnah like this. That in Bo Nachrim min Mizrach, if the Goyim came from the east, he wants to go to the east. He found out that the Goyim came to the west, he wants to go to the west. And by the Chacham was the opposite. He found out tomorrow the Chacham came to the west, he wants to go to the east. And if the Chacham came to the east, he wants to go to the west. So the opposite. You know, usually the more Mizrach we're learning, you're running away from Nachrim and running towards the Chacham. Here we have the opposite. He's running away from the Chacham and going towards the Nachrim. Kasha Nachrim, Nachrim, Kasha Chacham, Chacham. So Mar says, Nachrim, Nachrim, Lekasha, it's not Shver. Ha, Bifar Hagvana, which means the tax collector. The tax collector, who was a little bit violent those days, he's trying to run away from him. So then, if he finds that it's coming from the west, he wants to go to the east. Ha, B'mari Demasa. The other case is the governor. The governor, there are times when he wants to go towards the governor. He had a Shtadlanus, he had a Askanus, he had something to speak to the governor about, something, a zoning thing, or something to do with the Klal Yisrael, Pekuach Nefesh. Probably you won't go to zoning thing on Shabbos. Shalab Pekuch Nefesh, something. So he wanted to go towards the Nachrim. So that's the case of our Mishnah, talking about he's running away from the Nachri, talking about a tax collector. And the case that of the Braisa Ritzchak, he said the opposite of the Mishnah, his Mishnah was the opposite, was talking about a case where it was a Mari Damasa, a governor, he wanted to go speak to the governor. What about the Chacham? Chacham Kasha also, Habam Moisef Pirki, one was about Darshan who answers up questions, who says Drosh of a Rabbim, and he wanted to go hear him. So of course he wanted to go to his side. Habam Mikra Shema. The other case is by someone who teaches Shema, which means a Cheder Rabbi. So therefore, he went to the other side. Now Rashi explains, I mean, he's definitely running away from the Cheder Rebbe. Also, the Cheder Rebbe is so bad, he's running away from him. It makes sense. He's not running away. So he says, no. Rashi says, but it means like this. In the case of where he's running away from the Chacham means that on the other side was the Chacham who was giving good cheer. So if he found out that the Cheder Rebbe is going from the east, he went to the west to the Chashev Rebbe. Let's read it inside Rashi, how he explains this case of Mikshma. It's the first, basically the first word line in Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yitzchak Koya Mikrishma V'Hachkama Ba Mikrishma L'Mizrach Eruve, then the Eruve is at the Moisef Pirki, to the person who answers questions, L'Mayrev, on the west side. Ba Mikrishma L'Mayrev, if the Melamed Tanakas came from the west, Eruve at the Moisef Pirki L'Mizrach. Ba is Balakam L'Kamin, Tavayu Moisef Pirki, if they're both big Baal Darshan. Oy, Shneim Shavim, or they're both Cheder Abayim, they're both the same thing, then Makos Yerzeh, I go wherever I want. So that's the answer to the stira of the two ways of learning our Mishnah. By the Goyim, we said one was a tax collector, one was a governor. And Mechalkam, we said one was a Darshan, and one was a Mikri Shema. Zogt Gemara Vayit. It said at the end of our Mishnah, that Rav Yehuda Omer, Vayechad Mehem Rabbi, you assume that is where direction he wants to go. Rabbanon say, what's Rabbanon hold? Zimnon, the Nichalei, Bechavri, Tvem Rabbi. Just because it was his Rebbe that came, we don't say automatically, Ben HaShemashah, so it's Chal to that side. Sometimes he wants to hear his contemporary, his chavre, his peer. He likes his drasha better than his rebbe. And lav dafka that we're saying automatically, that's what becomes there. Talk to Gemara Vayit. Amar Rav, lesa lemastisim v'tani ayah. We don't hold of our Mishnah since we have a brisa of ayah who changes Rav Yehuda. I'm going to change Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah because we have a brisa of ayah. And we'll see the Gemara is going to talk about more and start with tomorrow's daf why we would change the Mishnah because of Ayah. What does Ayah say? Ayah is different than our Mishnah. Less than the Tani Ayah. What does Ayah say? Tani Ayah. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Ayah is a different version of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Ain odo masna shtei dvarim keachon. A person cannot be masna on two things. He can say that tomorrow I'm going to decide which way to go. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the Rebbeim are coming from two sides, according to Ayah, you cannot decide tomorrow which side I want my Erev. Ella in Ba Chacham LeMizrach Aruv LeMizrach. The only thing you can say is that if the Chacham is coming LeMizrach, I want my Erev to be a Mizrach. In Ba Chacham LeMayriv Aruv LeMayriv. And if it's coming LeMayriv, I want my Erev to be LeMayriv. That's the only thing you can say. LeKam LeKam Loi. You can't say to both sides. If the Chacham comes from both sides, you can't say I want to go pick which side I want. You can say if it's coming LeMizrach, it's good. If it's coming LeMayriv, it's good. So Gemara's Akasha, Maishta Lakam Lakan Deloy De Ein Brera, Lemizrach Amarav Nami Ein Brera. Gemara's Akasha, Maishta Lakam Lakan Deloy De Ein Brera. Why, if they're coming on both sides, I want to pick out tomorrow, I can't pick out which tomorrow, why not? Because Ein Brera. I can't say, can't pick out, I can't decide that tomorrow, oh, I meant this side, I meant that side. It has to be Chal Ben HaShemashas. So why, when I'm not sure which side the Chacham came, is it better? Because right now we are assuming, what's the case? The case of two sides means like this. He heard the Chacham are coming, and Lamai said the Chacham came from two sides. So tomorrow I want to pick out which Chacham I want. That really says he can't do because of Breira. So what's the case that it came only to one side, I wasn't sure? The Gemara thinks it's the same case, that before Shabbat he heard the Chacham's coming, and the Chacham itself, we weren't sure if it's going to reach into your Tchum, and then you find that tomorrow, oh, it got into my Tchum. They also have to come into Breira. Because Bein HaShemashos, it didn't happen yet. We weren't sure if he didn't make it into Yotchum, like Rashi explains. He was still far away. We weren't sure he made it into Yotchum. That's also Shaila Breira. So why, when two sides say in Breira, and when the Chacham comes from one side, we say that you're allowed to do that? So Amar Rabbi Yechon, no, Kfar Ba Chacham. The case that the Rabbi Yehud, the Fi Ayar, Yehuda's Maida is, that the Chacham came already before Shabbos to one of the sides. Tomorrow, it's just like Gilu Milso, which means it's just like letting us know which side he came. So of course the Erev is Chal v'Shas Maisa. Just we didn't know In this city, we didn't know yet which side he was on. But once we find out which side he was on, that already happened before Shabbos. Therefore, the Erev can be Chal. Masha'inkin, if he came with two sides, and on Shabbos, I want to decide now which side the Erev is Chal. That means B'Shas Shabbos came in, no one knew which side you're going to pick. That's called Breira. If when Shabbos came in, we didn't know which side you're going to pick, that's called Ein Breira. You have to decide now and say, L'mafreya, backwards, that was Erev. But if the Chacham came, let's say we find that now on Shabbos, that he came before Shabbos to the east. So then, Shabbos came in, his Erev was to the east. That's not called Breira. Because Kfar Ba Chacham, the Chacham came already before Shabbos to that place. In the Havmini thought, the Chacham hadn't reached there, B'Shas Ben Hashmashes. He reached there on Shabbos, and therefore, and it was in within his Tchum, so he reached there, and now I'm going to start to go there. So the Erev B'Shas Ben Hashmashes was not 100% Chal yet. But now they're saying that the case that his Moed is, the Chacham was there already, so therefore, if we find that he was in the east, only Gil Milsa, it's not a Shaila of Breira. So coming out, the way Ayah learns, that Rehuda really holds Ein Breira. The only time he holds it works is if the Chacham Taka was there before Shabbos.